This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford, discussing once again one of our all-time favorite topics, Stephen, and that is the one of spas and relaxation and rejuvenation. And just south of Nashville, Tennessee, is a great spa that we're going to talk today about with our special guest online, Stephen.
Yes, Angelisa Farmer recently opened up Artistry Spa Salon, and welcome to Travel World.
Glad to have you. We are just so excited to be speaking with you today. Are you all having a great Saturday?
Oh, really great day today, and wish we could be down there to relax. Tell us a bit more about your services. You just recently opened. What led you to start this business?
Well, we live in a very unique community called West Haven, and it's a cradle-to-grave community, believe it or not. We will have 2,100 homes. It was kind of modeled after Celebration in Florida, down in Orlando, but the homes start in the 200,000 range, and they go all the way up. And the CMA, which is a country music association, they've donated the land to do a retirement center. And we have our own grocery, our own medical, our own optometry, a little green general store. So we really wanted to do something that would add to the quality of life and experience down here in Franklin. And so that's kind of how my husband and I came upon doing Artistry.
Now, people in this day and age, they are just so stressed out, and they just want to relax. So a spa salon concept should really take off, particularly if you've got that hands-on experience and the people are friendly and welcoming and can help those harried and stressed executives relieve that stress.
Absolutely. People are working harder than they've ever worked, either at home or at the office, and they're usually working longer hours than they've ever worked. So to really have a spa salon that you can come for hair, skin, nails, massage, it gives the guest a more of a full-service experience where you can spend a morning or an afternoon or an evening with us, kind of taking advantage of that full experience.
So you mentioned hair work as well. So you literally could plan it as a spa day, getting your hair done. Do you do also manicures, pedicures?
Yes, we do natural manicures and pedicures, and we do a full line of international skincare, microdermabrasion, and all kinds of different massage. And the benefits from the skin and massage is more of course, relaxation, but it's circulation and moving a lot of, the lymph system and massage. The lymphatic massage is really important right now, but it does. It gives people a chance to unwind and relax and really take care of themselves, because these days, sometimes we have a hard time making an appointment for ourselves and putting us first.
It's true. In this day and age, it seems, I get a big laugh, you know, when I hear people talk in the news and even older movies, and they talk about how, you know, the West has gone soft and lazy. And it is so opposite of that, because people are working so incredibly hard, long hours. I have not seen a harder worker, quite honestly, than your garden variety American worker today. And it's because they're making people do the jobs of five or six people at the same time. So in taking care of oneself, like you just pointed out, people don't make an appointment to take care of themselves. You find people getting run down. It is no wonder that disease has started to make greater comebacks, because people have to take a little bit better care of their own health. Now, in your own spa, what kind of an overall experience? I mean, we've seen spas run the gamut from just a place you'll visit for, you know, a quick haircut, a trim, or maybe a bit of a manicure, or even somebody who just wanted to go in for an hour for a quick massage or something. But sometimes you can make a day out of it. Can you describe your own facilities a little?
Absolutely. We are on a corner of a larger strip area, and in our strip area we have like a China Bistro, which is amazing Chinese food for Nashville. That's the one thing that was hard for me moving from Baltimore, was really trying to find the ethnic areas of town where you could get great Italian or great lunch meat or great Chinese. And this gentleman that is here, his restaurant is amazing, and that has kind of bringing us a lot of business. We had a florist, and of course, with our, we're an end unit, and so we're kind of all sharing this one building. But when you come in, everything in the salon and nail area is with windows. And instead of doing the salon left to right in spa, we did the salon front to back. So the salon side is in the front with all of our natural windows. We have 15-foot ceilings. Wow. We have 10 stations. We have a makeup station. We have a beverage area that has hot teas and danishes and fruit and lemon water. And then our shampoo area we call the lather lounge because our chairs recline and the bowls tilt to make it a little bit more comfortable when the guest reclines back to have their hair shampooed or to have chemical services washed off. And then an archway in the salon side brings you back into the spa. And we drop the ceilings just a little bit, where they're right at about 10 feet, just to make it a little bit more cozy. But it's a very modern Euro kind of a decor with natural natural pigments and colors, a lot of ivories and chocolate. Very unisex. The salon isn't overly feminine, but it's not too masculine that it competes with each other. And then each room has their own candles and lighting and music dimmers. So it really puts the service in the hands of the esthetician or the massage therapist to give the guest a really nice, relaxing experience.
In the different therapy rooms, what are the different kinds of therapies? We've seen one particular interesting a spa that we went up in the Catskills, as a matter of fact, had this one. It was almost like a race car seat, and there were 120 nozzles in this particular jacuzzi tub, and they put, you know, natural salts and mineral oil in there for you. There was another one they had, which they called the Vichy table, and there was a table, and there were almost five nozzles where they would actually direct. It was almost an acupressure type of massage where they would direct these sprays of water to, you know, key areas, and this is how they would actually, you know, if you had a sore leg or something like that, or if you had a shoulder, you needed to work out some knots or something like that. So what are the different kinds of services and facilities you have?
Well, for right now, we have four dry treatment rooms, and we looked into doing a wet room. However, with our very first couple years that we are opening, we kind of had to conserve our startup funds. They were a little bit more pricey. But in the dry rooms, you can do salt glows, and you can do a little bit more of body treatment therapy. But we just have, like, hydraulic massage beds and hydraulic facial beds right now. We're using a couple great lines. One of them is called Spa Ritual, and it's a vegan skin and nail line. So the massage therapist is really able to utilize that particular product. And then our skin line is called Cosmetics, and it's a corrective line. And the molecule that that's formulated with penetrates the dermal level four times deeper than most skincare products that we have here in the U.S. So the product itself really helps repair from the inside out. So those are the kind of rooms that we have, and those are the services that we're doing. We do waxing, all kinds of, you know, gentleman waxing as well. So the salon and spa is really geared to both genders.
Well, then that's really good because it is something for all people to come in and actually relax. Do you also have some kinds of, say, nutritional or herbal therapies? For instance, some places will offer, you know, combinations of American ginseng and echinacea as sort of an immunity booster.
Yes, absolutely. That is an area that the guests really have enjoyed. Right now we have a green and white tea, and we have a black tea. And it's so interesting because here in the U.S., I think people are so much of coffee connoisseurs, but the tea bars are really taken off, and they're really enjoying having that little sip before or after to kind of refresh or conclude their services.
Yeah, people are starting to rediscover the benefits of herbal tea as well. And for now, we're about to reach the end of the segment. What is your best-selling product and or service that you have at your spa, and what are your hopes for the future?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, with the time and people's budget these days, my favorite service in the spa is our Express Facial. It's only 45 minutes, and it's $56. So it's a great benefit and savings for the gentleman or the lady that's on the go that just wants to grab something quickly between lunch or before she picks up the children, or if you come home from work and you want to just spend 45 minutes in the spa, you don't want to spend a whole hour and a half, and you get the benefits of having all of the great product and the circulation with the massage to really help give your skin a great glow.
Angelina, we want to thank you for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show. It's been quite a heartwarming experience finding out the level of success that you've managed to achieve, and we certainly do wish you plenty of prosperity and success moving towards the future in your line. It's certainly a great service to the people.
The website is artistryspasalon.com, located at 188 Front Street, Suite 120 in Franklin, Tennessee, around 25 minutes southwest of Nashville. Angelisa Farmer, thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World.
Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to seeing you sometime here, Stephen. Thank you.
Travel World Radio, by satellite. Vacation.